This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we have a deep dive of a conversation today. Honestly, this is something that I think about, that I talk about every single day, and I don't know that we've ever done a full deep dive episode on it. And it is really why we do what we do the way we do, why we focus so much on mindset, and what the heck is mindset, and what does it mean, and how do you actually change it, and is it about acceptance, or is it really, truly about creating whatever change that you want? So today with me, I actually have Primal Potential COO. You've heard her before, but we have had, 100 conversations in the last few months about why we approach change the way that we do. And coming on board, one of the things that Susie noticed is that so many of our listeners have a goal of fat loss or something related to health. And yet, we don't really talk directly about fat loss very much. And so it was kind of funny for the first few months that Susie would be like, I think we should, talk about this regarding weight, or this, everybody wants to hear about fat loss. Everybody wants to hear about weight loss. And time after time after time, I was like, nope. And Susie's here now. She's laughing at me because, right, Susie, that was very much kind of our back and forth for the first few months, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's so good to be here again. It's been a minute since I've been on here.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while. So absolutely. This was literally like a once a week conversation when I first started. I would say it's spread out since then, but I'd be like, we need to create a meal plan, and we need to, because I'm trying to like market and come up with like ideas and grow the business as the COO. And I'm like, Elizabeth, what about this for weight loss? And then she'd constantly be like, nope, not that. And just like, And it took me a while to really, especially because you've lost and kept off successfully, which most people are not able to do, like well over 100 or 150 pounds. And your personal weight loss story is so inspiring. And so it was so hard for me to wrap my head around why not weight loss and why, and so we have those conversations regularly. And recently we were like, oh my goodness, we don't really share what this conversation, which is such an important part about what Primal does, with everybody else. So I think today we're hoping to kind of pull back the curtain and talk about that with you guys.
Yeah. And it's so funny because even when you just said, why not weight loss? It's not that we don't want to help people with that goal. It's that we want to help people with that goal in a different way that's far more effective. So just to get everybody on the same page, when Primal Potential first started, We talked a ton about food and we talked a ton about weight loss very, very directly. And I worked with hundreds of clients in that way. In fact, for those of you that have been around for a long time, thanks for it. But we had a program that was 12 weeks long that was called the Fat Loss Fast Track. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, we got rid of the Fat Loss Fast Track, but really what we did was we transformed it into the 12 weeks to transformation, because what we were seeing was that as people came in with a goal of weight loss, they were dramatically transforming their finances, their relationships, their fitness routines, the way that they take care of their home and being more organized. And we realized that, this isn't so much about weight at all. This is about what does it take to really create change? So Susie and I wanted to have this conversation. And as I was getting ready for it this morning, I just got back from the gym. I popped on Facebook really quickly. And in our free Primal Potential group, somebody had made a post about diets, traditional diets, eating plans, that sort of thing. And I was like, okay, this is this is like so everything we're talking about. So really quickly, I just want to read what this post said, because it's a great introduction to what is this mindset focus? What does it really mean? Does it mean we don't care about weight? Or are we saying that if we just think differently, that the weight's somehow going to fall off? Like, what does all of this mean? So
Yeah.
This is what this person posted. They said, would any of you, meaning the people in the Facebook group, mind sharing what type of eating plan you're following? Weight Watchers, keto, smaller portions, following golden rules. What are you doing? Lots of times, this person says, I feel like I want to just eat less, like use smaller plates for portions, cut things in half, etc. Then when I try to do that, I get anxiety thinking that it's not strict enough, and I need something that I know will work, so I fall back to Old Faithful, which for her, she says, is Weight Watchers. But then she says, in 2010, I stuck to Weight Watchers for over a year. I lost 89 pounds, kept it off for 2 years, and haven't been able to stick with it since, and I've tried so many times. I know I need a new way, I just can't seem to find one or follow one. And I lived that for decades. And it's not about which food plan. I just clearly haven't found the right one. Because what I experienced, and then have since seen this with basically 100% of my clients, I could follow it for a little bit and get results for a little bit, but then vacation. And I had trouble getting back to it. But then a super stressful time at work, or I got sick. And it was this constant excuse, exception, doubt, delay, I'll start tomorrow, this, that, or the other thing. And those are mindset issues. That stems from the way that you think. The way that you generate excuses, or gosh, I really, really, really want to eat well. Why can't I make myself do it? Why can't I be more consistent? Why can't I get back on this imaginary wagon that everybody talks about? That is all a result of the way that you think. And so what we want to do is help people become better thinkers, better problem solvers, so that the excuses just don't hold as much weight as they once did. Because I believe very strongly that there are, I don't know, 100 different ways that you could lose weight. All of them have merit. And I think that we'll probably likely bounce from one to the other. Like if you looked at the way that I eat, yesterday might have looked vegetarian, today might look carnivorous. Tomorrow right. might look keto, right? right? There's not, it's not a religion that we have to subscribe to. What we need to do is get out of the pattern of thinking in a way that says, well, I screwed up already, so I'm off track. Or yeah. I really want to enjoy my time with my friends this weekend, so I'll start back on Monday. And hey, I already ate this, so let me get it out of my system. It's less about what plan you're on, but to her point, I just can't seem to get back to it. That's not a matter of your food routine. It is a matter of the way that you think. And from Susie's perspective, well, heck, we both know we could make a ton of money putting forward a 30-day plan for fat loss that just tells you exactly what to eat. People would buy it for sure. You know,
how much money have probably most of the people who are listening to this right now spent on programs like that?
Yeah, it's
funny, Elizabeth, because when I came on, you know, and we would have these conversations, and I was having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that Primal Potential is not just a weight loss brand. Like, weight loss is not what we do, it's mindset. And I was trying, part of the reason I was having a hard time wrapping my head around that is because you create results for your clients. Like, you help them essentially create results for themselves. So it is very, very common that I would hear from you, like, we're, it's not weight loss, but then I'd hear from clients right away, like, this is the first thing I've ever done or invested in that has actually created results that last for me.
Right.
But how I knew you were onto something, and then obviously you were right? Because you practiced this, and I was just trying to wrap my head around it, was not only would they experience weight loss results finally, and they would say, I've tried all these programs, and there was so much, a lot of diet culture, a lot of shame around the failure of those programs not working for every season of their life, like you were just saying. But then they would also start to say, I didn't even come into this program thinking I needed to improve this part of my life, like organizing my home or how I manage my time or self-care habits or my relationships, like, and not even just romantic relationships, but even friendships. And then finances is a huge thing too. And so it started to become really clear to me that there's kind of this like toolbox essentially that you're teaching people in our programs with mindset, that once you grasp that, you can create immense amount of change, sustainable, successful change in so many areas of your life. And that's incredible. So, so I would love to, because this is essentially what I've been doing for like 6 months now, ask you a few questions today and interview you. Cause I've been, Elizabeth, what do you mean about that? What do you do? Like, so are you okay if we do that?
Absolutely. Let's see, let's hear it. Because we've had so many one-on-one conversations about this that I think will open up the minds and the perspectives and really create a lot of aha moments for people who are listening, who want some of these things. Like all I really want to do is lose 20 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. So before, like, my first question would be then, when someone says that, like, all I want to do is lose 20 pounds, are you saying that they shouldn't focus on weight loss and that they should focus on mindset instead if what they really want is to lose weight?
So I am not at all saying that they should not focus on weight loss, right? I will be the first one to say that I don't think there is anything in the world wrong with wanting to feel great in your body and wanting to get rid of excess body fat. Not even, the reasons don't even matter. For some people, it's cosmetic. For some people, they understand that carrying extra body fat means endocrine issues, because our fat is an active metabolic endocrine organ that produces estrogen and creates all sorts of issues if we're carrying too much of it. Like, that is legit. Well, I'm not saying instead of focusing on weight, focus on mindset. What I'm saying is when we upgrade the way that you think, we come at this goal of weight loss in a way that is much more sustainable. Because if we just say, you know what, you just eat this and you just be consistent and try again tomorrow and follow these rules, you are going to eventually have the same experience. You might, like this person who said with Weight Watchers, you might lose some weight, keep it off for a while, but if your thinking doesn't change, then those same excuses and those same exceptions and those same doubts are going to follow you. What happens when we focus on mindset is that we slowly take the power away from those excuses and those exceptions and those doubts.
Yeah.
For me, the way that I eat has gotten better purely because I've become a more well-rounded thinker. It used to just be as simple as, I'm too stressed, I can't even deal with it, I've had such a day that, like, I just don't even care, and I'm going to go buy the ice cream and it doesn't matter, I'll do better tomorrow. That is less a food issue and more so a thinking issue. So I am very much saying, I hear you on your goal to lose weight, and I fully intend to help you help yourself do that. I just want to do it in a way that addresses the real problem. And the real problem isn't that you don't know what to eat. That doesn't have anything to do with it. The real problem is that you aren't following through on the things that you already know will work. And the reason you're not following through on those things is because the way that you're thinking about it. I say this to myself 100 times a day. I probably say it to my clients 200 times a week. Nobody will coach you more than the voice in your head.
Yeah.
Nobody, right?
I love that. That's really powerful.
It's
Can
so true.
Like, again, real quick.
Nobody will ever coach you as much as the voice in your own head. When you open up the refrigerator and you're like, I'm not really hungry, but I just kind of want something. That is a moment where your outcome hinges on the quality of the voice in your own head. It's the same thing when your alarm goes off in the morning and you're like, I could totally just reset it for 30 minutes from now. You are actively being coached by the voice in your own head. That voice will coach you more than anybody or anything else. So when we make that coaching better, you get better in every way. I just got an email last night. I think I just saw it this morning. Came in at 6 o'clock last night. It's from somebody in our summer 12 weeks to transformation. And literally verbatim, this is what she says. I was hesitant before I joined because I've wasted a ton of money on all sorts of things before, but you gave me some advice and I took the plunge. I'm so glad I did. She said, I saved $2,000 in my first month, which is more than our entire 12 weeks. She said, right. I saved $2,000 in our first month. I started a workout routine that I absolutely love. I'm a more present and peaceful parent. Mm. I'm a better partner. I eat to feel good and I focus on my mental health, and I've lost 20 pounds of baby weight.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that's my question too, is I love that you said to me one time when we were having one of these conversations when I first joined, that it's not that we're ignoring the science of weight loss, right? But it just can't be the science. It can't be, you know what to eat. Like, the science is there. But when you just focus on a program that's like, here, this is the macros that you need, or this is the number of carbs that you can consume, or whatever that looks like, and you focus on just the science and you don't shift to mindset, there's not a program out there that's going to create those kind of results for you without mindset. And that's what a lot of those programs end up causing, is that basically you're looking at just the science and just what to eat, and you feel like you're failing because it doesn't address motivation. It doesn't address consistency. It doesn't address habits. And that coach, that voice in your head, like you said, that's so critical. And it's amazing to see what someone can achieve in so many of their, what I would call, like, life domains, like all these really, really important areas of their life that they want transformation and results in. It's amazing what they can achieve when mindset is also a focus, not just science or programs.
How did I get muted? There's no way in the world that you can focus just on what you eat and what you don't eat and become a better parent and a better partner and save money. But what she has done is she's become a better coach of herself. And the other thing about that is, there's no way that when you become a better coach of yourself by upgrading your mindset, that it won't ripple over into other areas of your life. So if I'm going to do the work, I want it to be the work that also improves my marriage, that also improves how I show up as a businesswoman, that also improves my likelihood to get out of bed when my alarm goes off and to save money.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah, that makes me just want to say to people, like, hey, join the 12 Weeks of Transformation in September and watch, like, even in the crazy psychotic year that 2020 is, what if there could be this ripple effect in all these areas of your life, even in a challenging year? And I think that's when mindset shows up a lot, right? Is when things are so immensely challenging. That's when having those tools is so important. So I love just hearing
this. This is when it matters most, like, for people to say, oh, but 2020 and now I'm adjusting, like, kids aren't going back to school and I've got to figure this out. I really believe this is the best opportunity to upgrade the way that you're thinking. This is when we do it, when we need it most. If we wait until a season of life that's a little bit more settled, then when the season of life comes that isn't settled, we haven't been in the trenches with those tools. So when people say to me, like, oh, I've just started a new job, is this a good time? Or I just started going back to school, is this a new time? Or my in-laws are going through some stuff. That's the perfect time. When we can introduce these tools, when life is bonkers, we are going to grow so much more.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I get so excited about that. And just thinking about too, like, what if that's the voice in your head saying that, right? Like, right away, like, hey, no, it's not the right time. Are you sure? You know, kind of those doubts and fears that you have. And
that's the coach that needs improving.
Right. And what if that coach instead was like, you can do this, that you're going to make the last quarter of the craziest year ever be the best year, like the best quarter of your life. I mean, that's an incredible voice to have in your head. I want to talk to myself that way.
Right.
And I don't always. So it's just so powerful. Well, so here's a kind of another question. What about people who don't believe that mindset is their need? So what if they're sure, like super, super sure that it's not mindset, it is weight loss. That's their struggle. That's what they need to do. What's your take on that?
I get it, because I was that person. I was that person for so long, and I wish I could go back to that version of me and be like, you knucklehead, can you just, like, listen? Can you just go on faith on this one? Because clearly you haven't figured it all out yet. I thought, people tried to tell me for years, you've got a disordered relationship with food, or, you know, it's all in your head, or this, that, and the other thing. And what I thought they were trying to say is, it's not a weight issue, right? And I was just arguing for, it is a weight issue. I can show you physically, it is visible, it is a weight issue. Like, I was so sure, and I was very, I was defensive about it, because I was scared that focusing on mindset meant not focusing on weight. And I wasn't willing to not focus on weight. And I think that's where a lot of people are in this fear place of, if I agree to take a mindset approach, then I might improve my mindset, but what I really want is to lose weight. And what I'm saying to you is, I hear you, I know. And what I'm telling you is, this is the way to get those results with your physical body by changing the very decision maker in your life. It's not that we don't know what to do. It's that we don't hold ourselves to the standard of doing it. So I'm not saying eat whatever you want and let's just think differently. No, no, that's not me. There are plenty of people with that approach, like the body acceptance, body positivity, health at any size, whatever. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just not my personal standpoint. Like, if you want to reduce your body fat and feel better in your skin, I got you. I want that for you. I want to do that alongside you. I want to give you these tools. We are very much connected to that outcome, but we're doing it in the way that addresses the very thing that keeps us from those results. And that is the way that we think, the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we make decisions. Because I don't know if anybody else can relate to this. I certainly talk to a lot of clients who can, but I would wake up in the morning so fired up and motivated. This is it. I'm making big changes. I'm going to be the most amazing transformation story. I cannot wait. And then literally an hour later, I would be in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru getting, you know, chicken minis and chicken biscuits and convincing myself that it was a good idea because I'm going to start so strong tomorrow. That's mindset. That's what we have to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you always say a lot, and we hear this from people who are struggling and then you coach them through this, is this concept of I don't care, this like myth, basically. It's not true that you don't care. And how many times do we find ourselves, and maybe you don't need to lose weight and you're listening to this, but have you found yourself saying like, I know my goal is to get out of debt, but I really need this trip. I really need this like self-care. And so I don't really care. So I'm going to do that because I need this and I don't really care. But when it comes down to it, you care immensely. That's not true. You care immensely about being free from debt. You care immensely about your relationships being better. And for people with the weight loss concern, you care immensely about losing weight. That's why you're afraid to say that it's to shift to mindset and away from weight loss, because you care so much about losing weight. But when you're trying to lose weight and you're doing all those programs and all those approaches, who's telling you about that I don't care? Who's challenging that myth and getting to that mindset factor to help you really truly care about it and stay consistent and stay focused?
Yeah, because you have a coach in your head who is literally saying to you, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm too tired. I've failed so many times before. I'll start tomorrow. This one thing won't hurt. That is what we upgrade, the coach in your head. People will say to me, one of my real concerns with the 12 weeks is that, you know, I'm going to kind of drift, I'm going to disengage, and I really want you to hold me accountable. And I will say to them, I want you to hold yourself accountable. I will give you the tools to do it, but I don't want you to be accountable to me because I'm not always going to be there. What's always there is the voice in your own head that coaches you more than anybody or anything else. And we've got to make that a great coach. We are all capable of becoming great, passionate, purposeful coaches aligned with the things that we want most. That is the work that we have to do, upgrading the coach that it lives in your mind.
That's super powerful. So, okay. So kind of this, the idea that mindset is a little bit tougher to focus on than weight loss, right? Because, it's hard to wrap your head around it. Like, what is mindset? So I would love for you to tell us how you define mindset, and then is it possible for the work on that to be clearly defined? So like if they were to join the 12 weeks of transformation, or even just people who are following you, listening to the podcast, things like that, what is the work of mindset?
I'm so glad that you asked that, because that word trips up a lot of people. And it goes back to something that we do a lot, is we kind of go with our first instinct or our first impulse. And I see this a ton with clients. For example, I'll ask somebody a question and they'll say, I don't know. They do know. They're just rushing. They haven't given it a lot of thought. And I think mindset is kind of the same way. We have an initial impression of like woo-woo, puffy clouds, marshmallows, positivity. And that's kind of where we've stopped. We haven't ever really said, well, what does that mean? What would it look like? How do we do it? And so because it's initially hard to nail down, we kind of dismiss it because it's not as concrete as for 21 days, you're going to eat fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, seeds, no sugar, you know? So to simplify and define it, mindset is the way that you think. Just this morning, I was writing one of our daily mindset upgrades. So we send out text messages 7 days a week with ways to literally do just this, to upgrade your mindset. And I was sharing in this daily mindset upgrade, or DMU as we refer to them, that yesterday I posted on social media about a few different perspectives that I use when I'm stressed or overwhelmed. And I ask everybody, you know, what would you add? And somebody, I wrote it down because it was so good. Let's see here. Somebody said, the only way your stress goes away is when you solve your thinking about it. Mm. And I loved that. So literally what I did, to go back to mindset is the way that you think, I asked myself, what things am I stressed about right now? And as I thought about them, I tried to be the observer. Like, how am I thinking about this thing such that it's getting me stressed out? Mm. So one of the things was the next phase of our home renovations. We need to get a pod, and are we going to be able to get it and get everything emptied out before they show up to work here? And how long is it going to take? And like, where might we go over budget and this, that, and the other thing? When we think about it differently, we can have a totally different response. So then I ask myself, what perspective would eliminate my stress about these home renovations? How can I think about this in a way that no longer feels stressful? So one of your questions was, can we kind of solidify what these tools are that we use for mindset? And so it's not this like amorphous, ambiguous kind of like think differently. Yeah. Questions are one of the most powerful tools that we use every day in the 12 weeks to transformation to think about things differently. And on every single coaching call, every single question that is shared or problem that is explored, we're looking at how can we think about this in a way that sets us up for success, that moves us forward, that serves us differently. But I really think that one comment on Instagram the other day, the only way your stress goes away is when you solve your thinking about it, is the essence of mindset. So this morning, for example, I usually go to CrossFit in the afternoons. I can't go in the afternoon today, so I had to go this morning. Well, when it came time to go to this workout and it included overhead squats, which I don't even like to do anyway, and I'm doing them in the morning, I realized that the way I was thinking about my workout was talking me out of going. I can have an off day today. I can take today off. And if, you know what? If I take today off, I'll just go on Sunday instead. And actually, it might even be good to go on Sunday because it tends to be more. I'm in here giving myself a perfect scenario as to why I should not work out today. But if I change my perspective, if I give this as an opportunity for the coach in my head to be a little bit better, I make a better decision. So I said to myself, if I had the coach in my head to get me to show up with enthusiasm and crush this workout, like, what would that coach say? That is what we do with mindset. We are working to make our thinking better so that our decision-making gets better. And the beautiful thing about that, this goes to like one of my pet peeves, soapbox moments kind of things, is you then don't need me. There are so many coaches out there who want you to need them, and that drives me bonkers. I want to set all of us free because you have everything you need right now to achieve all of your goals and then some. Maybe your mindset needs to be changed a little bit, but I want to give you these tools that allow you to trust yourself, to know that you'll follow through, to make things happen. And that is totally possible, especially for those of you who think that it isn't.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love, because who wants to be part of something where the end result, the goal is codependency? Like you're going to need someone forever, you know, and to be able to do this. And I love that you celebrate and focus on that growth. And it just feels very empowering, honestly, like you can do this yourself. And my goal is for you to not need me after we've worked together. So, we see that so much with people who are in the 12 weeks of transformation. It's really powerful. So it's funny because one thing that I hear a lot is like, I'm not a mindset person. Like that's too woo-woo. And I have my own kind of personal story around this one time where I used to be, I'm definitely like a night owl, you know, if that's what you kind of want to label it. And I love variety. I wouldn't consider myself a super structured person. And the me today, like nobody would even know that we were the same person, right? Because I get up at 5 a.m. and I like walk, I exercise, I like read, I get my work knocked out, I meditate. Like I have like a morning routine that is like unbelievably structured. And I didn't get there overnight. But I remember when I was first starting to think about morning routines, I would always just say like, I'm not a routine person. So the same way people say like, I'm not a mindset person, like I'm not into that. And someone challenged me once and said, you know, you already have a morning routine. You know that, right? Like you already have an evening routine. You follow routines every day. Mm-hmm. It's just what are those routines? And are they serving who you want to be? And so I started to ask myself like, okay, in my existing morning routine, can I add one thing? What can I add one thing to what I'm already doing? And here we are a couple of years later, and I have this practice that is literally such an anchor in my life and serves me so well. And I am that person who would love to stay up till 2 a.m. and, you know, work, and I've moved there. So it is possible. And I think about that with mindset when people kind of say, this is too woo-woo or that's not me. They associate it with, you know, different things and not that. You already have mindset. Everybody does. Yep. Like we're you're being coached every day by this voice in your head. You already have a mindset that you're bringing to everything you do in your life. Yeah. And what if that one thing that was the thread that's influencing everything in your life was improved upon? And that's where like I finally, after took us a few months of conversations for me to really wrap my head around, but I just believe so much in what Primal's doing, Elizabeth, and what you're doing, because that is a game changer. It's a game changer for people.
Yeah. And I love what you said about like, you already had a routine. And I say that to people when they say, I'm so inconsistent. Like I try all these new things, but I'm never consistent. I'm like, you actually are consistent. You might be consistent with skipping your workouts. You might be consistent with hitting snooze. You might be consistent with being unstructured, but you're already doing that. And we're just shifting and upgrading this voice in your head. And that's where the magic is.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. I love it. Yeah. Funny joke, because of quarantine, my husband went shopping to get some food when that whole thing started and lockdown started, and he brought home Pop-Tarts. We haven't eaten Pop-Tarts like in our whole life, like since we were kids. I don't even know. And so all of a sudden we found ourselves like, I don't care. We love Pop-Tarts. And we're like eating Pop-Tarts every night. And you know what? It's probably one of the fond memories of quarantine. It wasn't going to serve us well long term, so no shame. But I had to use your tool and check myself, because I was like, gosh, I'm just like not able to eat consistently right now. And I was like, no, that's actually not true. Elizabeth would tell me that I'm consistently eating Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
It's my job. And so Right. We need to snap out of that quarantine funk and kind of improve. But you can just see how you can apply that to so many areas.
And you know, one of the cool things that I've learned in working with other people, I used to really resist the group experience. Because I'm kind of a loner and I am very, very much an introvert. What was transformative for me in masterminds and groups that I'm a part of is that I learn so much from what other people are doing, you know? So if I were in a group and I was trying to be more consistent with eating and you shared like, oh, I already am consistent. I just need to like swap this out or make it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'm already, you know, working on mindset. It's just not working for me. The lessons that people learn from other people in the 12 weeks to transformation, like you might think, I'm not sure I get it yet. But the beautiful thing is you are alongside other people who are learning these lessons and who are sharing these lessons, and that accelerates your learning. I have learned way more and grown way more because of what other people have shared than from my own experiences, truly, because there's, you know, 40 people in my mastermind. So I'm only one person having one experience. But that I love about the 12 weeks, because when somebody comes in and they share a breakthrough that they just had, or they share how they applied a tool in a moment that was really tricky for them, or they bring their enthusiasm and their energy, that benefits me tremendously. And I love that about the 12 weeks.
Well, it's hugely inspiring, right? To have other people kind of in it with you and sharing kind of their results, their hacks, their ideas, their approaches, their breakthroughs. That's really inspiring. But I also love when you think about this coach in your head and the shift of mindset that you need to make. If you're struggling and you're not coaching yourself well, not only do the members in the 12 weeks have the option to have you help them become a better self-coach and improve that voice in their head, but they have other friends to be able to do that with and to reach out to and say, you know, I was telling myself this morning this, and the comments when people share vulnerably about those things are so incredible. And even if you don't share, you're just reading it and you get some nuggets and reminders. And so I love just kind of seeing our community do that for one another and the transformation that it creates. Like the message that you got from the girl who's lost 20 pounds, transformed her relationship,
$2,000.
I mean, like that's so common. That is so common. And it's inspiring. It's amazing.
So what do you think? I know that you have come alongside this understanding of why Primal Potential is not a weight loss brand anymore, than it's not a get out of debt brand. It is a change making brand. Do you feel like we've kind of cleared the slate for everybody and gotten everybody on the same page?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I think for sure for me, it's taken me a little bit to get there and wrap my mind around it from the work perspective and the brand perspective. But the results are clear, like the difference that it's making in helping people create change and create transformation in their lives. So yes, I think we've cleared that up for people hopefully today, and definitely for me, which I appreciate over the past few months. So I would love to ask you one final question before we wrap up.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you had to just leave us with like, final words about mindset, if you wanted anybody to take anything about mindset away from this episode today, what would you say?
So what gets me excited about this is the fact that there are so few tools we need that we can use over and over again in every area of our life. Because a lot of folks will say to me, I don't really know where to start. There's so many things in my life I want to change. I want to be more organized. I want to save more money. I want to make more money. I want to have a better marriage. I want to be a more patient parent. And I want to lose weight. And I'd love to be stronger. And I'd really like to start gardening and all of these different things. And it can feel overwhelming to dive into a life that you know could be better in so many different ways. But what's exciting is that there are only a few tools. We don't have to master weight and then master money and then master relationships and this and that and the other thing. The tools that we learn that improve the coach in your mind get applied to all of these things. So without knowing that, it can seem like I'm going to be working on this stuff forever. But the reality is that as we bring these tools on board and as we get better with them, every single aspect of our life begins to shift. And sometimes those shifts are small and slow, and sometimes those shifts are big and fast. Sometimes it's a combination and we go all the way around. But the final thought that I want people to keep in mind is that no matter who you listen to, what you read, what diet you follow, what financial guru you are believing in these days, nobody coaches you more than the voice in your head. And when we use these simple tools to upgrade the conversations that are happening in your mind, decision by decision, as you interact with your spouse, as you choose what you're going to have for dinner, as you stand in front of the pantry at 10 o'clock at night, or when your alarm goes off in the morning, when we upgrade that coach, everything in your life gets easier. And that's what we do in the 12 weeks to transformation.
Yes. Thank you for that.
So yeah, that's kind of to put a bow on it.
Amazing. Yeah.
We've got our next 12 weeks to transformation kicking off so soon. So more information coming your way about that. You can go to primalpotential.com/transform to learn more, to get on the wait list, to register, to do all of those things. And if you've got questions, reach out, DM me on Instagram or email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. We'd love the opportunity to work with you because, as Susie said, this year has been bonkers, bananas, not even enough like descriptive words to describe what this year has been, but we can do a lot in 3 months. We can do a lot. And I would just love to take that journey with you and go into a new year as cliche as it is, a new you.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for being here to have this conversation with me, Susie. I'm super excited for the next crew of folks that we're going to work with in the fall 12 weeks to transformation.
Yeah, we would love to work with you guys this fall. And thanks for having me here, Elizabeth. It's been fun.
Likewise. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.